You see the larger wing area here. Also, clearly, it was such a powerful thing, we wanted to try and bring other people, and we couldn't figure out how to do it, so we opened the world's first flight school. The rationale for the world's first flight school goes something like, when the Coast Guard come up to me and say, they used to leave us alone when we were diving these goofy little spherical things, but when we started flying around in underwater jet fighters, they got a little nervous, and they would come up and say, do you have a license for that? And then I put my sunglasses on, the beard bubble would sprout out, and I would say, I don't need no stinking license. I ride the stinking license, which I do. So Bob Gelfond's around here, but somebody in the audience here has license number 20. They're one of the first subsea aviators, so we've run two flight schools. Where the hell that goes, I don't know, but it's a lot of fun. What comes next in 30 seconds? I can't tell you. But the patent for underwater flight, Karen and I, we were looking at it. Some business partners wanted us to patent it. We weren't sure about that. We've decided we're just going to let that go. It just seems wrong to try and patent the freedom for underwater flight. So anybody who wants to copy us and come and join us, go for it. Okay. The other thing is that we've got much lower costs. We developed another technology called spider optics. And Craig Bentner asked me to make an announcement here this morning. We're going to be building a beautiful little small version of this, unmanned, super deep, for his boat to go and get back some deep sea DNA stuff. Thank you.